don't mind how big it is.
It's got to be big.
Just need a regular smartphone, not the latest.
I've got to have the latest.
I mean, I'll pay a bit for it.
I wonder what mine's worth on eBay.
Only £230. Now we're talking.
Sold at £230. Blimey.
Time for a celebratory selfie.
Now, what could I buy?
Sell on eBay to make extra money. Buy, sell, eBay.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
I will only get to do this one time.
The big question on everybody's lips.
On their chap lips.
On their chap lips.
Chap right. Lips.
Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day.
There we go.
Yes, it is. It's a magical, 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 magical day.
Yeah, where we turn all of our weather predictions to a rodent to decide what's going to happen for the next 6 weeks. That's in about an hour, by the way.
Okay, we'll check in.
I have the official, what is it? I have the official live stream up on my computer here. 48 minutes and 37 seconds away.
Is it pretty quiet?
I mean,
at this point?
Right now, they don't even have, they just have it on like a picture of Phil. They don't have any sort of like actual live pictures happening there in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. So,
like people watching, hosting an event.
Yeah, I mean, we already know that there's not going to be any crowds this year, but
we still need the dilly dilly guys. Still,
yeah.
Can we not just have the dilly dilly guys?
Yeah,
get everybody hype on the internet.
I don't even know what you call those guys that wear the top hats and the coats and everything, but
they're the hype guys, right?
Well, that's what we call them. Yeah. Yeah, they were trying to hype the crowd, yelling "Dilly Dilly," the Bud Light phrase from several years ago.
It worked.
I guess it did. Yeah. All right. So today we've got a phone tap for you. We've got. It's interesting because when you go through a breakup, but then at the end you're like, "Are we broken up?" And you kind of have that question.
Breakup limbo.
Yeah, right.
The Ross and Rachel, we were on a break.
You don't know quite how to handle what just happened. So, anyways,
those are muddy waters.
Yeah, a little bit muddy. Yeah. And we'll cover that in group therapy here this morning, plus opportunities for you to get in on Ben and Kelly's $10,000 bribe in about 1 hour from right now. And then we'll sprinkle in feel good stories throughout the show. So, we got plenty for you here this morning. We'll kick it off here now on 99.7 DJX. Do this every single morning throughout the day. Kelly K.
Okay, so we go to Minnesota, where we shine the light on Hunter Khan. He's a mechanical engineering student at Cornell University.
All right.
And he just donated 6 brand new Nintendo Switches, as well as a pile of popular games, all of which he bought at GameStop, to the Children's Minnesota Hospital there in Minneapolis over the weekend. Because he was a member of that Reddit group, Wall Street Bets, that's behind the current Wall Street uproar around GameStop.
He
joined that his senior year of high school.
He needs to hold the line.
I know. Well, he considers it the most reliable source for investing info there, and it apparently worked out for him.
Obviously, yeah.
Didn't really say how much he ended up getting, but he said, you know, I wanted my donations to be GameStop purchases since that's how this whole thing started. There's no better group of people to get a bunch of Switches and a bunch of kids going through a hard time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
He said,
cool.
I know if I were in their situation, having a Switch to play with would make that all of that bad stuff they were going through a lot less miserable.
You know what? I got to agree with him that the Switch is a good gaming system to just sit and just lose your mind with for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got that for Christmas for the kids. It was our first gaming system, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different games that people can play together, families can play together, that kind of stuff. So,
all right.
Just a great thing. We will tweet out that Instagram post at Ben and Kelly Show.
If you follow us on Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show, I don't mean to terrify you this early in the morning, but there is... it startles you when you're walking in your house, right? And you see maybe a bug or a spider crawling around, maybe on the ceiling. And you're like, ah, okay. Could you imagine walking into, say, your daughter's room and seeing 50 spiders in the corner? Would you be as calm as this mom?
When you go in your daughter's room, she says, Mommy, you've got a bunch of spiders up there. Little baby's one. And it's like, oh, that's not too bad. It's just like maybe 50, 60. But then she says, look in the other corner.
Okay, first of all.
OMG.
First of all, she says, oh, it's not that bad. There's only about 50 or 60 spiders in this one corner. And then the camera pans over, and then there's another probably 200.
I think the baby huntsman, I'm not sure.
And then she's, oh, wow. Like, and then she's like, I'm going to burn this house down.
You keep them all.
Yeah, no,
house.
That's where I would go straight to that immediately.
Yeah.
Nope. We're leaving.
Are you moving out now? Shall we burn the house down?
Yep.
We might have to do
that.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
They have different issues.
Yeah,
there.
That is from Australia. And as we've highlighted on the show many times, you hit the nail on the head. They have animals, bugs, insects, wildlife that is much different there
just
than
not
here.
Not a factor here. Yeah, it's not. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. So if you follow at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see not only the photos, but then the video below of just swarming spiders. Now, listen, they're maybe only about a couple inches in diameter from leg to leg.
They look pretty big, though.
Yeah, but when you've got that many, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Arachnophobia from like the 90s. But,
oh, yeah.
But that scene when they all start coming out of the house and falling on the people, that is what I immediately think of when I see this.
Oh, yeah. No. 1,000%. I mean, this is the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah. So,
like, you're right. She handled that way better. I would have been screaming, freaking out. Couldn't have probably even thought to grab the phone and get it on. I just want to grab the kids. Let's run out. Get the dogs.
Right.
We're done.
We're done. Sorry.
I'll send for my stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I don't
actually
need that
keep
stuff.
It.
I'm going to get new stuff.
Yeah, keep it. Anyways, we don't mean to freak you out this early in the morning, but at Ben and Kelly Show, if your morbid curiosity gets the
don't
best
do it.
Of you.
Don't do it unless you are prepared to handle that.
Right around this time, we always try to set the bar for your day very low. Okay. Some people, you know, set goals, things to achieve. We set goals for you to not achieve.
These are small little hurdles to jump over and say, I did that. That's a win.
So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day with, oh, I don't know, trying to convince police that your illegal drugs are actually chocolate laxatives, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Distinct difference in what those do to your body.
I mean, you got to be in a special place to be like, oh, man, I am all stopped up. I just keep these on hand, you know, just pop a few here and there. But that was the case with Steven. Oh, yeah. Steven's in Florida. He was pulled over and searched. And then when they came across some black tar heroin, which apparently, now listen, I'm not an aficionado on illegal drugs. So I didn't.
I'm not either.
I didn't know that black tar heroin could also be mistaken maybe for dark chocolate or fudge, depending on how it's delivered.
I am a chocolate or fudge aficionado, though.
So
I'm hoping I would know the difference.
You know what, Kelly? They could almost bring you along as a ride along to identify
maybe
whether or not is that chocolate or is that drugs. Just by looking at it, you could be like, you know what? I've seen that before. That is definitely chocolate. Or
okay.
No, that doesn't resemble any sort of chocolate I would eat. So, yeah, no.
Black tar heroin. Got it.
All right. Oh, yeah. By the way, sorry. Spoiler alert. He was busted.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to leave you hanging on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. But again, if you manage to make it through the day without trying to convince police that your illegal drugs are chocolate laxatives, you're doing okay.
All right. Let's stay away from that, kids. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, drugs are bad. There you go. And that is setting the bar.
So we go to South Carolina. Henry Darby. He's been giving back to others since he was a kid. So when he learned that kids at his North Charleston High School were in need, he decided to get an overnight job at Walmart to help out.
Oh, wow.
This is the principal at the school.
Okay.
And now he works at Walmart from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. stocking shelves. though not every day, but his paycheck goes towards helping his students, whom he affectionately refers to as his grandkids.
Wow.
He said that he has had students who slept under a bridge or in a car after falling on hard times. And, you know, he gets really emotional about all that stuff. He said he went to the home of one teenager and saw a mattress on the floor.
Mm.
He said, at my age, we don't ask for money. We just don't. You just go ahead and you do what you need to do.
Dang.
And that's what he decided he needed to do. Go get another job so he can raise some money and help out some of his students.
Wow. Selfless.
I mean, yeah. If that's not going above and beyond the call of duty, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tweet out the story about him. He's pretty amazing at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. There you go. Feel good. We do these every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Things are happening in Punxsutawney right now, Kelly. They're looking at Punxsutawney Phil to see what he's going to say. We're bringing it to you live on Groundhog Day.
We have a prediction.
Wait. Oh, gosh. Here it is.
Here it is. Can you read the prognostication?
Okay. Prognostication. Groundhog Day. It's happening in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. We're bringing it to you live.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, gosh.
Now, the second day of February, 2021,
all right.
The 135th annual trek of Punxsutawney Groundhog Club.
Okay.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers.
We got it.
The prognosticator of all prognosticators.
Okay.
Great credentials.
From his burrow at 7:25 a.m.
What is it?
In Groundhog Heath, Phil directed the president and the inner circle to his prediction scroll that reads, it's a beautiful morning, this I can see.
Okay.
With all my fans viewing virtually.
All right.
Okay.
My faithful followers being safe and secure.
Yes.
Our tradition of Groundhog Day must endure.
Oh, my God. Okay,
we
get to it.
We have all passed through the darkness of night, but now see hope in morning's bright light.
Okay. What does it mean?
Now.
He's a poet.
When I turn to see, there's a perfect shadow cast of me.
What does that mean?
6 more weeks of winter there will be.
Oh!
Wow! Oh! He sounded really excited when he said that.
He did!
Ah.
6 more weeks of winter! All right.
That's not good. Don't play music for that. Just send him back to bed and say you did it wrong.
Dilly dilly! Dilly dilly! Wow, what a time to be alive.
What fanfare.
There is nothing more live than what we just presented to you right now. That was literally happening
than live.
In real time there from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Who knew that he was such an elaborate poet that Punxsutawney put out his opposable thumbs was able to write all that down for the guy to read.
They really drew that out. I mean, and it's snowing there
this
in Pennsylvania. Yes, it is their moment.
They got to make it last. They got to stretch it out, especially no one's there.
Yeah. Well done. Ashley texted in and said, I never yelled so hard at a groundhog. Judy texted in and said, I had the Groundhog Day sweats with anxiety and anticipation. I'm telling you what, man.
It wasn't the news we wanted. Another disappointment.
Another text from a listener. Y'all have done some weird stuff on this show. Yep. Never make us listen to that again, please. What? You didn't like it live from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania? Is that what?
Listen, that was life happening.
That was real life.
We were bringing it to you.
All right. Dang. All right, that's fine. All right, coming up next, more of the weird stuff that you have come to know on the show as it's a new phone tap. And Tim wants us to get his brother, Dean, who works out of state. I'm not exactly sure how knowledgeable he is about the show. I would assume that, you know, if Tim's here, maybe he's from here and he just moved out of state. So let's hope at least he knows
he probably
who
knows
we
all
are.
About us.
Right, I'm sure.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Tim wrote to us, he said, Ben and Kelly, my brother Dean works out of state for the Department of Natural Resources.
Ooh.
He tells me about all the weird calls he gets every week, but I bet he's never heard from a Hoss and Pepper. What is that?
All right, sure. Well, we figured we'd let him hear William Hoss and Pepper, the louder of the clan, and he's got William's got a bird problem, and so he just he needs some help with some birds. Welcome, Dean, to your phone tap.
DNR, Fish and Wildlife. This is Dean.
Hi there. This is Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Yeah, look, hey, listen, buddy. Looking for someone to give me some bird information.
Okay. What kind of information did you need?
Well, you see, I got these damn birds in my yard, and I'm just trying to figure out what kind of birds they are and how I can get rid of them.
You want to get rid of the birds?
Yeah, that's right. They're a nuisance. They make an annoying noise, and I think they're stealing things from me.
Okay, so the birds are stealing things from you.
Well, listen, I don't have surveillance video or anything. I'm not rich, but some things have gone missing in my backyard, like gardening gloves, my cat, and all that, and I keep seeing these birds around.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, what kind of birds are these?
Well, that's why I'm calling you. They're pretty big, and they make this sound like, bawk, bawk.
I'm not sure I'd be able to tell what kind of bird they are from that sound, but it doesn't sound like a bird that I know.
Listen, can you just tell me what kind of birds these are?
Well, I can't really tell from your description. You haven't given me any like plumage or anything like that. I don't know what kind of bird it is just from what you're saying to me right now.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's a bawk! Bawk! Like that.
Okay, that sounds more like a duck than a bird.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a bird, sir. They travel in packs. I looked them up on YouTube and their mating rituals. I've seen a whole bunch of them. Oh, can you not send someone out here to capture them?
Well, no, we don't normally do that.
Listen, is there a way for me to scare them away? I've heard that if you play loud music, they'll fly away. Is that true?
Yeah, you could try that, sure.
All right, so what kind of music are we talking about? I got Justin Bieber, I've got Metallica, I've got mariachi music, what?
Wow, that's quite a variety.
Listen, it's the same tactic I use to scare away runners. I'll put the speakers in my window and blast away. What do you think?
Sure, yeah, that's good luck to you, sir. That sounds like a fine idea.
Hang on. What if I turn on 99.7 DJX and play that real loud?
Yeah, I guess that's worth a try, too. Sure.
Yeah, I know. That's a station. I turn on Ben and Kelly, and you know when they do one of those phone taps, and they'll scare the birds right off, you know? When they call and they put someone on the radio and mess with them a little bit. You've heard those, haven't you, Dean?
Wait, this is the radio? This the radio?
Dean, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You know, I've heard you guys do these. And I thought, for a second, I'm like, wait a second. I can't believe you got me for so long. Wow.
Fuck!
He said duck. I was thinking chicken.
I don't know. I was just making a noise.
Like I was just going to ask, did you lay an egg?
I think
Please
I did.
Please check the studio.
I was going to say, I need to check my pants after that one. All right, there you go. That's your phone tap. Well, we finally got a chance to hear and see the commercial that Ashton Kutcher did with Mila Kunis for Cheetos.
Yeah, they just rolled it out. Like yesterday, they had teasers. Yep. Today, the whole thing.
Yep, and it involves Shaggy and
sure does.
His song, It Wasn't Me.
Of course it does.
Did you steal my Cheetos again?
Just tell him it wasn't you.
But I caught you at the counter.
Oh, God, okay.
Oh, yeah, is that Ashton singing? Is that Ashton singing?
That is Ashton singing. Okay, here. Let's give him the full credit he needs.
But I caught you at the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw you slacking on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
You even had him in the shower.
It wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera.
You're the one who got the access to your snacks.
Okay, wow. Shaggy
okay,
made up a
all
rhyme
right.
for
I was
going to
say, Shaggy was sitting right there in the chair. They should just let him sing for them.
He is now.
To keep you on stash, I got to hide it better. If she asks where they are, you say forget her. Never admit to a word, and please don't upset her. And if she keep on snacking, I guess you'll let her.
Well, did you?
Wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Well, that's the first time that's ever worked.
Okay.
okay? Because, again, she had the cheese dust
all over
her face and fingers
right.
every time. Yeah.
Do you think Shaggy is like, all right, well, I've got to sell out. It's been 20
that
years.
Is Let's, his ticket.
That's
the one. That's what's paying his bills.
This is right.
That song.
Right, right. I mean, he's still cashing in on It Wasn't Me 20 years
Ride
later.
Ride that wave. I'm not mad at him.
All right. If you want to see the video, post it, WDJX.com. Earlier in the show, for your feel good, you're talking about the guy who bought a bunch of Nintendo Switches by cashing out his GameStop stock that he had earned after the surge on Wall Street the past couple weeks, which, you know, to catch you up real briefly, GameStop, the stock was, you know, about a year ago, it was about $2.57 a share. A few days ago, it was $483 a share.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
that did climb the ladder a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just started, as you were kind of explaining last hour, on Reddit. This Reddit thread, it's penny stock. They just use stock market kind of as a game, and they buy percentages of shares. So they're not even buying in full shares. But anyways, they were like, you know what, GameStop, if you're of a certain age and you can smell the inside of a mall and you know what that smells like, you know, there is a nostalgia to going into a GameStop and actually buying a video game, you know, when it comes out. And so
yes.
they were like, you know, we don't want to see GameStop go away. And so, you know, they started to do some like trickling and like a buying of some of the stock. And then when they found out some of these hedge funds, these big hedge funds were trying to basically gamble that GameStop stock was going to go down, they were like, well, let's drive the price of GameStop up. And so
let's show them.
I know. And so,
hey, hedge fund guys, yes, check this out.
Right. And so it got up to $483 a share.
And so people that got in, like bought this stock like earlier when it was really, really cheap,
mm-hmm,
are making some huge gains and they're cashing out and cashing in.
Right. And so, you know, we already had the story of the little boy whose mom bought him GameStop stock last year, wound up getting like $3,200, you know,
yeah,
just by selling. And, you know, there have been people that are earning like some serious money on this stock for selling. But I mean, now, by the way, we're starting to see the decline of the stock. So if you bought high, if you bought when it was $483 a share just to be a part of the ride, you're losing money now because it's down to about $225 a share, about a 31% decline. And
Do you stay or sell? Stay or sell?
What do you do?
I'm off the train.
All the little wolves of Wall Street are going, oh my God, what do I do? Hold the line! Hold the line!
I thought this was just going up. I don't like this game anymore.
Right, and so now, and you know, I mean, there's already been a movie about it, and Jonah Hill has the record for the most swears in the movie ever. It's The Wolf of Wall Street. There's been a movie about about Wall Street. Well, now you know that there has already been talks about this specific situation hitting the big screen, and there's already movie rights getting drawn up.
Feels like it's going to live on Netflix.
Well, MGM
That's what it feels like.
MGM has acquired the rights to the proposal, the Antisocial Network. It's a book proposal that is already in the works about this, and then there's going to be a movie based on that. So this is already taking a Hollywood spin. But
well,
this
you knew it would.
Yeah, I mean, this roller coaster has just been wild. I mean,
because the hedge fund people were losing like an insane amount of like billions and billions of dollars, right?
Yeah, because they had basically borrowed money to gamble that GameStop stock was going to go down, therefore then cashing in and then being able to turn a profit. But then once those Redditors kind of got wind of that, then they're like, well, we feel like the price of a corporation stock should be based on the public. So let's just drive the price up. And so, yeah, they drove the price up. And then, yeah, as you said, some of these hedge funds had to, like they were on the brink of collapse. Like they had to get bailed out by other hedge funds because they were losing billions of dollars.
Like, that's kind of crazy. I feel like someone's got to go to jail over it, right? Because it's like, didn't they, like, in the middle of the night, shut down trading, and you're not supposed to be able to do that?
Yeah, so there was a lot of talk about Robinhood, the app, right? So Robinhood, which is funny, because if you know Robinhood, steal from the rich, give to the poor, right? I mean, the whole idea of the app was to, hey, let's let the little people trade. Because Robinhood's app was based on, like, these not really, like, experienced traders, just kind of getting in and having fun with the stock market. You know, putting in $5, you know, maybe taking your stimulus check and putting it into the stock market and just, you know, seeing what you can do. Just having fun with it, right? And so they were on the brink of collapse because they have to have basically the funds to back up all of this. And so since all these Redditors were basically using Robinhood as their app of choice to do these, like, stock trades, it was kind of the perfect storm of they did shut down trading because they thought that they were going to literally collapse themselves. Now,
which you're not supposed to do that, right?
You're supposed
to be able to, like, leave it open till, like, what, 4?
I don't know that much about the stock market, but I've learned some stuff in this past 2 weeks because of this. So it's wild. I mean, January was a wild ride in America. Like, holy cow. Ending on...
It was the longest year ever.
It's only a month old. And then the groundhog, the stupid Phil say we got 2 more weeks of winter. I mean, 6 more weeks of winter. Like, get out of here with that.
I keep hearing people be like, oh, yay, 2020's over. No, sweeties, we're not out of the dark. We're not out of the woods right now. We're still in the crazy.
Yeah, it's literally
it's not good.
Just changing the date. It's not it's not a reset button. It's just changing the date.
We're still in the thick of it.
Anyways.
It's bad.
So know that the GameStop story is going to be coming probably next year to
little heroes are rising from the ashes
to a movie theater or to a streaming service or something like that near you. But yeah, I don't know if you got in or not on GameStop, but my brother-in-law, he bought some shares of AMC thinking that the same thing was going to happen to AMC.
Same thing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, what was the cost of the AMC shares?
I think it was low. I think it was low when he got in. So, I mean, we're just kind of biding our time to see what happens with that. But anyways, yeah, I'm sorry. I threw a lot at you about stocks and I had no idea that we were going to talk stocks here on the show.
And listen, I got a guy that does that stuff for me. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks at that stuff. He's the professional. He knows what to do with it. He just takes my money and I'm like, all right, you worry about that. I don't want to have to worry about it. I don't want to worry my little head about that.
Yeah. You know, listen, I know when you think Ben and Kelly, the first thing that doesn't come to your mind is, oh, these guys they talk to me about stocks and finance. No.
Financial experts.
That is 100% not what we do, but here we are. Kelly K, we do these every single hour throughout the morning.
We shine the spotlight on 68-year-old Barbara Haley.
All right, what'd Barbara do?
She lives in Sioux City, Iowa, mm-hmm. and it's really her husband that did all of this. So she said that she's probably going to stop reminding her husband now to wear his glasses because a mistake that he made caused by his lack of vision led them to winning $150,000 in Powerball.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. So here's the thing. Like, she and her husband, Steve, purchased tickets that matched 4 out of 5 white balls and the Powerball in Saturday's drawing. She was one number away from winning that night's $23.2 million jackpot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Steve was in charge of filling out the play slip, and he put a different number by accident than what they normally play.
Oh.
So Barbara said, when he filled it out, he accidentally put an 8 instead of a 9. You know, we thought we were going to get $300, but then he put an 8 instead, and we got $150,000. And they bought it at their lucky place to buy tickets, the East End Car Wash there in Sioux City.
Oh.
They've been playing the same numbers for years based on family birthdays. They didn't even really bother to check the ticket right away.
Yeah.
Just on a trip for groceries later, they decided to redeem what they thought was $300. And then they realized, wow, oh my.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that? Barbara was like, oh, look at that. Your mistake. It was good, Steve. Yeah, good stuff.
That is a fun little mistake.
Well, yeah, I mean, can't you just hear, like, Barbara saying, Steve, you always forget your glasses, and then you can't see a thing. Mm-hmm. So remember to bring your glasses. But see, this time it worked out.
Worked out in their favor. All right, good deal.
Exactly.
Feel
we'll
good.
Out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Do these every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.70 JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so what happens when you break up, but then at the end you're like, are we really broken up?
Did we really
up?
Break up?
Yeah. Are we?
You know what? I've never really been in that situation. Like, I really knew. We
yeah,
were
you
broken
knew.
Up.
Right. There was
like,
a line.
Like, they gone.
And it's done. Right.
Bye-bye.
You can always send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll toss it out to the group and try to get you help. This one from Jess. She says, I never thought a breakup would go like this. I'm 32 and my boyfriend... Well, ex-boyfriend is 31. This weekend, he broke up with me. Never saw it coming. Things were going well for us, or at least I thought. He even says he loves being with me, but he's not sure if we should be together long-term and wants to explore options. wait. There's more. Wait. That's somewhat understandable, I guess. But then he dropped this bomb on me. He said, if we are both still single at age 40, we should be together.
Come on now.
That translates to, I think you're a pretty good person, but I think I could do better, so let me exhaust all my options. You're my backup plan. Mm-hmm. She says, I really like this guy, and I thought we actually had a long-term future together, but am I a fool for thinking this may work out?
Yes. Next. I think that we can fix this one really quickly. Listen, if he doesn't understand and see and recognize your worth, you need to move on. And again, My Best Friend's Wedding, that was a movie about this, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think they ended up together, right?
Jessica posts on Facebook, move on. Alyssa mm-hmm. says, girl, no. Value yourself more than that. You're just the backup. You deserve better. So
I think we're all going to be in agreement of this. Now, listen, he may figure it out. Mm-hmm. He may, you know, leave and then realize.
Why do you say
what
this?
He left? Because I lived through it. So.
Right. Okay. All right.
And it worked out for me.
Yeah.
But you have to completely let go mm-hmm. of that. You have to set him free. You can't like leave the door open. You just got to move on with your life. And then if
serendipity happens
yes.
right, and you find yourself together in a coffee shop 8 years from now, sipping mm-hmm. on a cappuccino, and you look over at each other and go, hey, isn't that Bill?
Uh-huh.
And Bill is, I don't know his name. And Bill is like, hey, isn't that Jess? And then you guys uh-huh. get back together, and then all of a sudden
and
it's like,
he figures it out.
Hey, we should try again. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
you all along.
Oh, it was
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sounds like a great movie. But for now, no, move on. Don't leave the door open. Yes, Lexi, she says, this reminds me of a childhood promise you make with your best friend when you're 8. Move on.
Okay,
that
we're gonna
more
get
more appropriate for children.
When we're ancient, when we're like 20, we're gonna get married.
Uh-huh. No, right. Let's just listen, Jess, you need to know your worth, and you go find someone that knows that instantly. Or maybe this guy will figure it out, but not when he's 40.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are pointing. Missy's all like, yeah, totally my best friend's wedding. This is the
yes.
same scenario out of that. I mean, everybody, if we're looking at the comments.
I told you it was going to be easy.
I know, but don't get me wrong. I was going to say the comments, they are almost always extreme in one direction. So, like, you know, take the comment section with a grain of salt, but everybody right now is saying move on, so.
Well, it's easy for us to say because we don't have the emotions involved.
Exactly. We have taken the emotion out of this decision for you, so.
But I think that's what Jess needed to hear, though, because she's clouded by the emotions.
I guess so. All right. I don't know where else to go on this, but we may have solved it.
I'm putting a stamp on it. That's solved. Next case.
Emily says, can I let my husband go until he's 40 and see if he gets any better? Yes, Emily, I think that's legal, too. I don't think there's really much more to go with our group therapy where Jess had said it was kind of a what was the movie with Dylan McDermott? My Best Friend's Wedding. Kind of a situation
yep.
where he broke up with her, but is like, hey, love you, mean it. And if we're still single at 40, we should get back together. And so she's like, I'm a fool if I think this is like real, right? And so
yes, okay. Like, so now we know how that movie ended, right? So Dermot Mulroney found someone, Cameron Diaz, and his best friend was Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to break them up, but she's still single at the end of the movie.
It's funny.
He loves Cameron.
We got a direct message from someone because I was like, I wonder if anybody is actually like living this right now. And I got a message from a woman who was like, I'm currently in a quote deal with my ex that if we're still single at 50, that we'll get back together. So a little bit more time has passed. But but then she says, after hearing all these comments, I'm thinking maybe this isn't such a great deal.
Well, you know what? It's nice to have that in the background.
I guess.
But don't, like, stay single thinking that's going to be your happily ever after. Like, be open to Prince Charming finding you.
Emily says, hey, speaking from experience, do not wait. Do not be a fallback. It will show him that what he's doing is okay. And it'll happen over and over anytime something, quote, better comes around.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. If you want to leave your comment, you can. That's posted at 997DJX there on Facebook. So you can kind of come back and you can take a look at that. And then maybe you're not in a spot right now where you can use your phone. You can always come back and take a look at that with group therapy. I feel good stories every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, you know, we do lots of things with Norton Children's Hospital. We have our Radiothon coming up in a little bit. Well, now, through February 10th, you can purchase a send-a-friend package that's going to be delivered to a patient at Norton Children's. Hmm. It'll have a stuffed animal and a special heart pillow.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and you can also just send a Valentine greeting for free through NortonChildrens.com/Valentine. But you can buy a stuffed animal through their send-a-friend Valentine's Day partnership, and it'll be delivered, and they'll have, like, kind of a matching Valentine, depending on what animal you choose, and you can pick whichever one you want.
Oh.
And in honor of American Heart Month, in February, 10% of the proceeds from the purchases will be donated to the Norton Children's Hospital Foundation in support of patients and staff at the Heart Institute there, affiliated with U of L School of Medicine.
Good deal.
Yeah, so we've got all that up on WDJX.com. We've also posted it on the socials on Facebook. 997DJX.
Here is some ways that you can actually improve your dating odds. So you're knowing that, you know, couple weeks, it's a big weekend for love, but maybe you just need to improve your odds at even getting out there and dating. So there's a couple experts that have thrown up 7 tips to improve those odds.
Okay, let's see if I would have done this when I was dating.
All right, screw the spark.
What?
Yeah. So if you're looking for a spark and you don't get one and you just say, no, it's not going to work based on the spark, they say you're going to miss out on getting to know people if you're just chasing that fleeting feeling.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like the spark.
I know.
That kind of makes it different from just friends.
Right. Set a date for when you're actually going to start dating. Put it in real terms so you can, almost like a goal, like, okay, we're going to go on a date Friday, or I'm going to start dating by 2 weeks.
And okay, so but then that'll... what if you don't achieve that goal? Then I feel like you're going to be very upset. Like, if you set a deadline and then you miss it, and you're like, oh, crap, I still couldn't find a date by this time?
These are tips,
Kelly. What kind of
Kelly.
Failure am I?
These are tips. Okay. Set a schedule of small achievable goals. Just like this week, I want to hit the gym twice. Why don't you then say, hey, this week, I want to go out on a date.
Or, hey, maybe I'll talk to more strangers because one of them might be nice.
And then you get the segment of Craigslist Misconnections that we do every Wednesday.
Exactly.
Know what you want and when you want it.
Okay, so maybe what I think that means is just make sure that you kind of use your past experiences to kind of reveal to you what is important to you and what mm-hmm. you're looking for so mm-hmm. that you'll know to recognize it when you do encounter it. But I think if you put your detective hat on and you're really looking hard, that's not really when you're going to find them.
Yeah, and as you're looking at, you know, you're swiping left, swiping right, whatever, you might want to redo your dating app filters at this point, because when you actually made your dating profile, you probably just went through the settings just to get matches. Now kind of go back and make sure that you filter out your genuine deal breakers and not just like pet peeves. You know?
Refine.
Right.
Okay.
Refine. prioritize your feelings and then give everyone a second date. So don't judge everything on the first date.
I think certain instances where you're like, yes, I absolutely know this is going nowhere, so we don't need to do a second date.
We don't need to do anything.
But maybe we give everybody a second date just to see, just to maybe verify your first feelings about it.
Valentine's Day means so many things to so many different people. And some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people are like, it's just a Hallmark day and you should tell your significant other you love them multiple times a week, much less once a year.
It's more than just a holiday for couples. I saw a bunch of people doing this and I got inspired. So every day this month, I am leaving a heart on my kids' doors that says something that I love about them.
Oh, dang. Now they know it's you. You just told on yourself.
No, they knew it was me. They knew it was me. I told them. And so they get so excited because they're excited to wake up in the morning and see what new heart is on there and what it says.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you can do things like that for just the people in your life to let them know that you care about them. It doesn't necessarily have to be romance.
So improve your odds are what these people are saying with your dating life. If you just take those small little tips, then everything can be better. And
just open your eyes.
Yeah. Yes. I look back and I think, thank God I've already gone through and gotten married. Because I would be so difficult.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be so awkward.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I'm not dating in today's world. Oh, my God.
Mm. But for those of you who are, I commend you and hats off.
We're for you.
I feel like this was one of the first times where everybody was unified in group therapy and what we were kind of throwing out to Jess, who had messaged the show saying that it was she had been broken up with over the weekend, and they're both in their early 30s. But he said, hey, I love being around you, but I just want to kind of explore things right now. But if we're single at 40, we should get back together.
Yeah. And I knew this was going to be an easy one to solve. Like, Jess was clouded by her feelings. She still, you know, really likes him. She has feelings for him. So she can't really see that this is not good and healthy for her. Like, she needs someone that's going to instantly recognize her value and worth to him.
Yeah, and I think she came to us because I think she knew, but it
she just needed to hear it.
She just needed, right, exactly. She needed it from someone who wasn't so close to the situation. And it's funny, like, you know, so many people have jumped up on the comments just as like, hey, listen, you're not a fool. Like, it's just, you just need to learn your worth. And it sounds like he realized things were getting serious and he freaked out thinking he would miss out on something, quote, better. So, yeah, be thankful he's doing this now and not like the day of your wedding.
Oh, yes. Mm. And you know what? Jamie, like, really put a good quote out there. Mm-hmm. She said, be the plan. Don't be the backup.
Yeah.
You should be someone's plan.
Like I said, this is we are almost as a community unified in our answer here. I mean, there is no I don't see anybody that's like,
I don't think anyone would say, you know what? Just hang out.
You know what? Absolutely. Sounds like a great
guy. Give him a few more years. Eight more years.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, so I mean, that's good. And that's kind of the purpose of, you know, group therapy is, you know, we try to be that like unbiased third party that's doesn't have the emotion, because it's so hard to make decisions when there's emotion involved, you know, and you want to.
Well, yes, you know what? And I'm not going to sit here and say that he'll never figure it out. Maybe, you know, him not having her, losing her is going to be what, you know, makes him realize what exactly he had. I'm living proof of that.
There you go.
My husband and I went through that.
And what?
And it came out on the other side.
You sure did. And this is the anniversary of your engagement. So look at that.
Exactly.
It all worked 15 out.
15 years ago. Today, I got engaged on the air.
Look at that. And
yeah.
And you're still going strong. All right.
Yep.
So if you wanted to comment or listen back to whatever, you can get that up on the website at WDJX.com.
In my husband's tribute to the day, he said, 6 more weeks. Just like Punxsutawney Phil said, 6 more weeks of marital bliss. So I got 6 more weeks.
All right. Yay, well, congratulations. Marriage. Congratulations on that. All right. Otherwise, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.